views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Sherry believes that we're all psychic, and she's the expert in understanding the various ways that intuition naturally surfaces and activating your most powerful and natural wisdom, your psychic knowing. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. Tap into the divine within to harness your innate ability to co-create abundance, harmonious relationships, joy, and well-being in a fun and interesting way. Now, here's your host, Sherry Dillard.
Hello, everybody. This is Sherry Dillard, and this is Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom. I'm so glad you're here and listening to the show. I'm going to be here every week at this same time, 12 o'clock Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern, talking about all kinds of different things about intuition, spirituality, psychic energy, psychic ability, and helping you to develop and tap into your own inner wisdom. Today I was supposed to have a guest from New York, and last week I was also supposed to have somebody here who was also lives in New York, and because of the, as we all know, Hurricane Sandy, they've both not been able to be here today with us. But that's okay, because I've got some fun and interesting things we're going to do today about intuition. Before I get into all of that, though, I do want to let you all know that I am going to be taking calls today. Anytime you would like to just give me a ring, feel free. It's 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. Questions, concerns, comments, whatever you'd like to talk about, feel free to give me a call. I'd love to hear from you. Today, like I said, we're going to talk a little bit. You know, I was thinking today when I was getting ready for this program that, you know, one, what a week it's been, what a couple weeks it's been with the hurricane and then the elections and, you know, all kinds of things are breaking open and shifting, and we're, you know, true to 2012, we're definitely experiencing a shift in energy, and it's happening quite rapidly, it feels. And that's part of the, you know, in both of those, there's kind of that positive of being able to break open in some ways and see the possibilities and create change and transformation. But there's also always the kind of, you know, the breaking down that goes along with that. So I think that we are, experiencing it now. We're right in the midst of it. And it's a good time to talk about intuition, because part of this shift that we've experienced in 2012 is allowing new energy into the planet. And that energy is a higher vibration than in times past. And the higher vibration we go with energy, the more and more it's going to heighten our intuition. And, you know, why is that? It's because, you know, intuition is kind of the universal language. It's the language of our own inner soul, our spirit, our wisdom. And as we kind of move away from the heaviness of the physical vibration and into more of the spiritual, it heightens our intensity spiritually, but also intuitively and psychically. So we're going to talk about that today. We're going to begin by, you know, I was thinking about it, and maybe it'd be good to just talk about what intuition is to begin with. You know, we all have it. I truly believe and know that we do. We don't always know what to do with it. We don't always recognize that we are using our intuition. But intuition, in its most simple definition, is simply the ability to know something without knowing how you know it. It can come as kind of just an inner feeling about something, or a lot of people will intuit through their dreams. Or they may just get a, you know, quick kind of sense of something, a quick knowing. all kinds of ways we absorb energy. We absorb information energy. And, you know, for those of you who do not know this, I've written a couple books about this. One is Discover Your Psychic Type, and then the other one is Love and Intuition. And in both of these books, I talk about the four primary ways that we intuit energy information. We intuit it through our emotions. That would be absorbing the emotional energy of our friends, family, even those far away. Let's talk about what's going on in the world right now when it comes to emotional intuition. Emotional intuitives will be able to kind of, without realizing this is happening, if anybody has been, you know, sad out there and not known why, or a little bit down, it could be, quite likely, you know, kind of intuitively absorbing some of the energy of so much loss that people have experienced with the hurricane. We intuit not just who's in the room with us, because, you know, keep in mind that intuition is not about time and space. It's not about I'm here in this room, and if you're not in this room, then I can't feel your energy. Intuition is, it jumps us out of time and space. And so we can feel, especially when there's tragedy and great loss, we can feel it across the world. We can, without knowing we're doing it. We just, for emotional intuitives who absorb energy through the emotions, at a time like this, it could be, you know, like I said, a little sad, feelings of loss. If you're feeling anything like that and don't know why, if you're a little bit more down right now and you're trying to shake it or you don't understand, keep in mind that you might be absorbing some of that emotional energy from some of the loss and suffering that many people are going through, have lost their homes and are still kind of struggling with loss of friends and family, with the hurricane, their possessions, their memories, and all of that. And if that is happening to you, one of the ways to kind of, let's say, transition out of that, transform that energy, would be for you to send love. Just put love out there. You might want to just imagine that you can absorb the higher vibrations of love, divine love, compassionate, unconditional love, and just send it out there to those who need it. And, you know, the interesting thing is that it will be received. Now, people are not going to know where they're getting it from or, you know, even recognize it necessarily as something coming to them. But love is powerful. Emotional energy is our actually most powerful energy that we personally experience. And so people will absorb that and receive it. So, you know, kind of become a sponge for that higher vibration of love and send that out. Physical intuitives absorb energy information into their physical body. And we've talked about this a little bit on the show before, but again, I want to relate it a little bit to what's going on in the world. And physical intuitives will often, you know, feel the aches and pains of others. Or they'll feel the kind of positive energy of others. And, you know, have you ever been in a room and you can kind of feel there's somebody in the room, you just kind of want to gravitate towards them because it just, you can feel energy. You can feel a little bit more positivity coming into you. You just feel a little bit better physically. Not, you know, your aches and pains or whatever are gone completely, but just that, you know, you just have a sense of more energy in your body, and that feels good. Physical intuitives tend to do that quite a bit. And in the same way, you know, physical intuitives can also, if they're around people who are in any way physically suffering or do have headaches or stomachs or aches or whatever, they can also, especially if they care about the person, absorb that unknowingly. Now, when it comes to, again, kind of what's happening in the world, physical intuitives, and primarily, again, I'm talking about the hurricane and also the elections, because that also is an incredibly strong vibration that we're all feeling too. But physical intuitives would pick up the energy of that as they can actually feel some of the fear in their body. Now, emotional intuitives can feel the fear too, but it's going to be more of an emotion where, you know, when we're in a state of fear, you know, your body tightens, you might hyperventilate a little bit, you get a little rigid. You know, I was reading a story, maybe you've read it too, about a young man who was in his home someplace, I'm not sure, in New York, near, or maybe New Jersey. I think it actually was New Jersey. And his, near the coast, and his house literally was, his part of his home was literally collapsed. And he was pulled out of the house and pulled into the water. And he felt for certain that he was going to die. He was pulled out, he said, into the bay and was, you know, desperately trying to swim. And, you know, physical intuitives will not necessarily even know that they're receiving anything. Well, most of us don't, but physical intuitives will feel that stress in their body. They can feel that tightness, that tension. And if you're feeling that muscularly tight, or if you've got stress headaches and you can't relate it to anything, and you've been, you know, kind of aware of Sandy and compassionate towards that, keep in mind that that might be going on with you. And the way to kind of move through that for a physical intuitive is, again, some similar to the mental, emotional intuitive. I'm going to have to go to a break. I'll get back to this, though, when we get back. This is Intuit University, and I'm Sherry Dillard.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to your dreams, or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Join Lisa Kay, international business consultant and mentor, and host of the hit show Success and Empowerment, as she combines a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand and simplify the complex as she delivers a recipe for your unique talent. Lisa's intuitive ability to ask the right question has set her apart as she engages the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 Pacific at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session, or dial 415-235-2807.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Sherry Dillard. We're back with Intuit University. And again, I am taking calls. Feel free to give me a call, 800-930-2819. You know, if you want to call, and we can even talk about what I'm talking about, which is, you know, some of the ways that we might be picking up unconsciously, unknowingly, intuitively picking up on some of the world energy right now and how it may be affecting us. And what I was, right before the break, I was talking about the physical intuitive and how they may be absorbing some of the stress into their physical bodies. And I was talking about if that's happening to you, if you suspect that for yourself, or even just in general, if, you know, you sometimes are just feeling, you know, your body's feeling like a knot, you know, or you've got your stomach is tight and you just don't know why that's happening, you might want to consider that you might be intuitively absorbing energy into your body and not aware that you're doing that. If that is happening to you, one of the ways that you can kind of, you know, release that is simply to do somewhat of like a physical body cleanse, which would be, you know, close your eyes, imagine, well, begin with breathing, nice long deep breaths. Imagine white light energy, divine energy, love energy. You might want to imagine it above your head. Breathe it in. Release the tension in your body through the exhale. Move it slowly through the body, starting in your head, progressing down into your heart, your shoulders, your arms, going into the solar plexus, and just releasing that tension and stress in the body. And then what you can do is, if it is you're feeling connected to some of the stress that you're picking up from others, if you would like, you could also send that energy to them. Once you fill yourself with light, you could actually project that in your mind, in your imagination. You can kind of send it, project it to others' physical bodies, kind of sending that vital life force energy for health and healing to others. Physical intuitives, we can all do that, but physical intuitives are going to be able to be most attuned to the ability to do that. Okay, so mental intuitives. If you're a mental intuitives tend to be pretty good at telepathy. Telepathy is the ability to pick up others' thoughts and also to send thoughts to others. But, you know, mental intuitives will absorb and telepathically know not just what others are thinking, but they'll also be able to intuit ideas, solutions for problems, that kind of thing. Now, in the situation we're talking about, a mental intuitive would be absorbing, you know, we'll say tragic events in the way that they might feel like their head's a little fuzzy, or they're confused, or they're feeling kind of like a weight in their head. You know, do you ever feel that way, that sometimes you feel like you're just not thinking clearly, you're just a little bit disoriented, and you don't quite know why that is, your mind is not as sharp as you'd like it to be? Well, when a mental intuitive is absorbing thoughts of others, we'll say, you know, the thought right now, for many people going through this hurricane and the after effects of that, are going to feel, you know, those feelings, confused, disoriented. They've lost their homes, perhaps. They've maybe lost family. You know, whatever it may be people are experiencing on the mental level, a mental intuitive can pick that up. Now, the process for them, a lot of times mental intuitives are also really, really good at picking up positive solutions, things that can be done, ways to affect change. They tend to be incredibly good problem solvers because they intuit solutions from a higher level. Now, of course, it's hard sometimes if you're not aware, obviously, of what the problem is, but you're just feeling those things. So one of the things that a mental intuitive can do is similar to the physical intuitive, and that would be filling their own consciousness. Now, the physical intuitive is going to fill their body. The mental intuitive will too, as we all can, but also focus more on consciousness. for the mental intuitive, it's mindfulness, it's mind energy, it's that serenity of peace in consciousness and getting into that place of inner harmony and equilibrium. And then again, kind of just being able to, in your mind's eye, project that mindfulness, acceptance, inner peace to anybody who may be feeling those imbalance and disoriented. You know, these are simple ways that every day we can affect positivity in the world. You know, when we're not able to help others because we maybe don't have the money to do that, or we're not in that location, we don't know what to do, we want to help, is when we tend to absorb more intuitive energy information, because unconsciously we tend to do that because we want to help others. And so we'll pull in energy as a way to kind of, you know, understand or be part of, you know, so people, you know, sometimes it's a way of, you know, kind of being overly empathetic, we'll say, or overly connected to it. Okay, now for the spiritual intuitives pick up energy information through the energy body. And the energy body is kind of the aura. It's that energy field that surrounds us. And they pick up energy a little different than the other types, simply because it's goes into the nervous system. It goes from the aura, the energy field, into the nervous system. And so spiritual intuitives are going to feel often, we'll say, in this situation of maybe what's going on with Hurricane Sandy, what people are experiencing, or whatever tragedy it may be. It doesn't have to specifically be that, but any kind of bigger picture world event that might have this kind of big block of energy that, you know, intuitives are unconsciously connecting to, spiritual intuitives can get a little agitated. They can get a little sleepless. A lot of the time, spiritual intuitives will have this kind of dissonance energy in their energy field when they're absorbing too much. And so they can have a problem with sleep, because a lot of times spiritual intuitives are really most intuitive at night, and that's why they tend to dream more too. But kind of that nervousness, they can also, some spiritual intuitives will go into a trying to understand, like, what's happening in the world? Why is this happening? Spiritual intuitives want to key in on the purpose of things, or an overall feeling of, you know, something's happening out there and it's scary, and I don't know why that is, but they'll kind of feel things in that bigger picture too. So the spiritual intuitive one, again, similar to the other ones we're talking about, one of the ways that they can work with some of this energy that they may be absorbing is basically in the same way, which is as the physical intuitive, feeling, you know, breathing, slowing down, filling the body with energy. But it's real important for the spiritual intuitive to expand that energy outside of the body, almost like a bubble of light around yourself. And that bubble of light, that energy field, will kind of calm the energy. And it will also protect the spiritual intuitive from absorbing too much into the nervous system. You know, my feeling is that many people, adults and children, especially because of the times we're in right now where the vibration is really shifting and it's heightening, the spiritual energy is being absorbed by all the types right now. Spiritual intuitives especially, though, will have a reaction to that energy, and they can feel, like I said, kind of spacey, and also I think a lot of people that may be experiencing attention deficit disorder and that kind of like feeling ungrounded, you know, feeling like you're kind of not able to get a lot done, like you're a little bit out of time, you know. I can feel that way a lot, actually, like I'm out of time, where you know, I almost have to like put myself back in my body because I'm kind of a little bit expanded outside of it. And that's one of the things spiritual intuitives tend to do, is to kind of float outside of the body a little bit. So if you're feeling that way, pull yourself in with your energy field. And with the breath, put it into the energy field, that white light energy, and it will really calm, calm that unfortunate influx of sometimes that stressful energy that's out there. All right, so little ways that we can send love, little ways that we can help, even when we feel like we can't help, we really can. Remember, it's all about the energy, you know? It is all about the energy. It's all about the energy that we emit, and it's about the energy that we pull into our physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual energy. And it's also about becoming more aware of this and using that energy in a way that benefits others, benefits the planet, and we can all contribute in very positive ways in that way. We're going to go to a break in a moment. When we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit about creating healthy intuitive boundaries so that you can be better informed of, you know, we don't always kind of want to walk around, you know, feeling imbalanced and absorbing too much. So it'll be little things, ways to kind of take care of yourself in that way. And again, please feel free. Give me a call. 800. Actually, I don't have my number right here. But all right, we're going to go to break. When I come back, I'll give you the number and we'll talk a little bit more.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Tune in to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Sherry Dillard with Intuit University, and I am taking calls, 800-930-2819, if you'd like to give me a call. We're talking about the way that we unknowingly, unconsciously, all of us pick up intuitive energy out there in the world, what's coming our way. We don't know, you know, we've all talked about that. Now we're going to talk a little bit about intuitive boundaries, and we're going to talk a little bit about when we pick up on intuitive information about people we know. Now, we always do that. That's not something that is that unusual. It's actually quite common. We're just not always able to put that into words. You know, like sometimes you may have just this kind of feeling of something's off with somebody, or you're feeling maybe excited even for someone else and you don't know why, or you're worried about a friend or family member and you can't shake it. You don't know why. We tend to pick up on energy. We absorb, just like I was saying with the world energy, we certainly absorb energy information, especially with the people that we care about and love. So let's talk about what you do when you pick up on intuitive energy and you don't know what to do with it. Let's say that you, you know, you're just standing in line, we'll say at a coffee shop, and there's somebody in front of you and you just start to have, we'll say, you know, feelings start to pour in, or you feel stress. You certainly, a lot of times, won't even recognize that that's what it's about, but let's say you do, because the more you develop your intuition, the more you're going to be picking up on things that are kind of just out there. Or let's say that you're going to pick up, but you're going to be more aware of it. You may always pick it up, but you'll be able to be more aware that, well, this is not about me. This is something that I am receiving. A lot of times, you know, people will come to me because a lot of times someone that they're in a relationship with, they will have a feeling that something's off. They may have a dream, or they may just in conversation with them feel that they're maybe not talking about something that's going on with them, or they're withholding something, and the partner says, no, that's not true, I'm not. Or like I said, you know, even sometimes people might even get kind of like visions, or, you know, see their partner or someone else in the family member, almost like in a daydream, or a clear vision where something doesn't seem right, or something, you know, maybe even positive is coming their way. All right, so what do you do when this happens? What do you do when you're not even quite sure what you are picking up, but you're feeling feelings or thoughts are coming in, or you're dreaming about someone, you don't know what this is about, and what do you do with that? So keep in mind that communication is very energetic, you know. It's so much a part of us. And when we deny that, when we pretend that that's not happening, and a lot of times it's more we're just not aware of it, but if we repress our own intuitive functioning, a lot of times what happens is that it only increases to be, you know, it surfaces in confusing and perplexing ways. You know, emotional intuitives, what will happen with them is they'll feel really bombarded by emotion. They'll have, you know, really highs or lows. They'll feel things. They have no idea why they're feeling them. And it can kind of feel a little, you know, kind of unbalanced and off. Mental intuitives, what sometimes happens with them is they'll constantly think about someone, or they'll constantly have someone on their mind and they don't know why, or their thoughts just keep going back to that person and it's like they just can't shake it. Physical intuitives, like I was talking about earlier, you know, they might just experience more feelings of anxiety in their body or stress, or they may actually even become ill, and they could be picking up something about a relationship, a partner, friend, family, and it just, it's unresolved. It's energy just sitting in the body. And a spiritual intuitive, a lot of times, like I said earlier, you know, they'll pick up things that are a little bit more in their dreams or in their energy field, where they can get more spacey and a little bit feeling edgy even or unbalanced. You know, I had a client this week, a woman who was dreaming of, she kept having this random dream over and over about a woman who needed her help, and she didn't know who it was. She had no idea in the dream, and then when she would wake up and think about it, who the person in the dream was, and she kept asking me, who is this? And the odd thing was that it was someone that she knew but didn't have a close relationship with, who felt like she was really in a state of need. And because this client was a spiritual intuitive and very healing and loving and had actually studied a lot of spiritual techniques for healing, this woman, her energy was kind of reaching out to her and asking for her help, asking for her healing at night. And obviously this woman wasn't doing it consciously, but if you've ever been in a state where you feel like you need help, we'll just kind of ask, it would be great if something came in and healed me and helped me. And there are people out there that will pick up on that plea for help, and maybe not consciously know that what they're doing, but once they do, they can definitely, send that love to them. All right, so let me give you a little bit of pointers here. Let's see. So when you receive unsolicited intuitive information for another, sometimes we do this very specifically too. You know, we often wonder, do I share this insight? Is there a reason? A lot of times people will come to me and they'll say, you know, why do I know this? There must be a reason that I know this. I've tapped into this information and there must be some purpose for me in knowing this. A lot of times there's not, in the way that we may think anyway. I mean, there is certainly in the big picture, but I always tell people that, you know, if you go outside when the sun is shining, you're going to have the sun shine on you. If you're intuitive and aware, you're going to pick up on things. So here's some guidelines that you can use to help yourself to know what to do if this happens to you. All right. Number one, just listen to it. Just kind of don't try to figure it out so quickly. Just give it a moment, you know, don't push it away or get upset. Just listen and write down whatever it is you're feeling. If it's a dream, write that down, your gut feelings. If you're starting, you know, feelings of empathy or whatever emotional feelings you're having, whatever thoughts come up, whatever, you know, sometimes we just know something, just write it down. You know, it can feel kind of crazy because a lot of times it doesn't seem to connect with anything and we feel, oh man, this is just gibberish. I've done this, you know, at first years ago when I was starting off developing intuition and psychic energy, and it was amazing how many things I would write down and go back to, and it made so much sense when I went back to it. So write things down, and don't worry about that. Just let it go. Okay, the second thing is don't jump to any conclusions about anything. You know, discerning intuitive messages, they can actually take a while. It doesn't always come real quick. It can take a while for it to integrate within us and to kind of fully come together. Sometimes we get little bits and pieces. So, there's lots of different reasons and ways to interpret things. So don't jump to any kind of quick interpretation. You know, what you receive, it may be coming to you, and it may have more about you. I mean, you may think it's about someone, but the real message may actually be more about you and something you're needing to know, maybe about the relationship with the person or whatever trigger somebody has kind of triggered for you. Let's say that you have a dream, and in the dream, your partner is having an affair, and you wake up and you're angry or you're upset. What are you doing? Why are you doing this? And of course, your partner is looking at like you're crazy. I'm not having an affair. It may very well be that the dream is telling you more about your own kind of fears and insecurities. And, you know, maybe you have a sense that you're going to be abandoned, or a fear that you're needing to heal. So write it down. Don't jump to anything quick to interpret it. And, you know, and then the third thing is, be honest with yourself. Spend some time in reflection and journaling. You know, be willing to explore any fears that come up with whatever intuitive information you've received. What does it invoke in you? What kind of feeling comes up for you? What does it trigger within you? And get the most out of it that you can. Learn from it, grow from it. You know, always look at intuitive information as a way to grow and heal in some form. Because if you use it that way, it always makes sense. You know, we jump too quick to trying to make things make sense. But everything that comes to us, there is something in that that will help us to grow and heal. All right, we are about to go to break. We are going to come back. We're going to finish these. I want to remind all of you that my website is www.sherrydiller.com. My email is sgd7777@yahoo.com. And I've got some classes coming up in January you can take a look at. See if you're interested. I'd love to hear from you. And we're going to go to a break.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy-free.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Hello, everybody. You're back with Sherry Dillard at Intuit University. I'm so glad you're listening, and I hope you're having a great day today. We talked a little bit today about the current kind of energy of the planet and some of the stress that this country is under with the hurricane politics, and how you may be unconsciously absorbing some of this energy, how to become aware of it, and then what to do if you are absorbing it, and how to shift out of that. And we've also been talking about what to do if you're picking up and absorbing energy and getting intuitive impressions and or dreams, visions, thoughts, ideas about somebody close to you, and what to do with that. What happens if you know something, and do you tell them, do you not, what do you do? And we've been going through the different steps for sharing information and what to do if you are, you know, absorbing that. And we're up to number four, which is, I really don't nowadays really pick up that much on people because I've kind of really learned how to kind of really set good boundaries for myself. But I do have an agreement kind of with my guides, and that is that there's something important that I need to know, then I will pick up on it. I will receive either through a dream or I'll just kind of intuitively get information. And that has served me quite well because I'm not kind of, and I think this is probably a good way for everybody to be, just kind of out there, you know, absorbing everything, but I've set that kind of clear intent that if it is something I need to know, or if it's something a person needs to know, then tell me. And when we come to number four, that's important because if you do pick up on information about someone and you don't know what to do with it, ask for inner guidance. Ask for to be led for the person's highest good and for your own highest good on what to do. One of the things I've said to my guides, my inner higher self, is that if I pick up on something and about someone else, I will know to share it if they bring up the topic. I don't bring up the topic myself, but if it's meant for me to share, then they'll open the door by discussing or talking about, or even sometimes they'll even ask me, well, what do you think about this? Or this is happening in my life. I don't know what to do. And then I can say, well, you know, I did get this impression. I did pick up on this. Or they'll just talk about the topic. You know, this happened. I did this. And that's my cue to say, you know, I think it's the right thing to do is to share this. And when you do share something like that, try not to be, be honest in about what you got. Don't try to, you know, offer advice or tell anybody what to do. Just kind of share what you've received and, and then kind of back off from it sometimes too. Be willing to talk about it if they want to talk about it, but also at the same time, just express what you've received, and you can't force guidance on anybody. You know, you can't say, well, I got this, and so you need to do this. You know, a lot of times people will do that, and it's just not very good boundaries to assume that whatever we're intuitively receiving, this person has to know, and they have to understand it the way we received it. Number five is, unfortunately, this happens quite a bit, that a lot of times people will deny what we've received, or they will, you know, kind of question it as, well, you couldn't have really intuitively picked that up, or they'll kind of minimize your own ability to do this, or your even your, you know, kind of sense of bringing this to them in the sense of goodness or just clarity that this is what happened. People may kind of reject it altogether, or even be upset that you received it. You know, I've had that happen a number of times where people have been upset. And again, I haven't, you know, it's not always like we're looking for, and it's certainly, that's why it's so important to not offer unsolicited advice about it, because if you receive something like that, you may need to know it. If they open the door by talking about it or asking, like I said earlier, then you can share it. But at the same time, it don't really expect people to always, you know, kind of be cheering about that. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. But you just have to be true to yourself. One of them here I have is to, you know, ground your intuition. What does that mean? You know, whatever you receive, if it's about someone else, you express it, it is or isn't kind of accepted at whatever value. Because, you know, sometimes intuitive information really triggers people, and it will trigger reactions from others that may, you know, you're not expecting. And that's no fun either. So it's important to kind of withdraw at times after you've shared something. Ground yourself, take care of yourself. You know, do something that will help you to feel better, you to feel, you know, take a walk, go outdoors, talk to friends, do something to kind of just, you know, release it at that point. And the other thing is, you know, you might need to kind of just go inside yourself and meditate a little bit and ask how to take care of yourself. You know, intuitive people, a lot of times, it's a tough way to be in life, because you can be out there so much absorbing energy, and we don't always know and really think about ourselves and how to take care of ourselves. You know, if you receive information about something or about someone, there's a lot of effort and energy and emotion and care that can go into trying to do the right thing. And at times it can kind of, you know, take away your attention from what you need. So go within and ask, you know, what do I need in this situation? What's going to help me to feel more grounded and centered? And fill yourself with love, you know, kind of know that you're being a conduit in some way for the highest good, even if it doesn't make sense. And just, you know, breathe in that love for yourself and clear yourself out. Now, you might receive information, like I was saying earlier, about, you know, people you don't even know. You have a dream about someone, or, you know, that you're standing in the line, like I said, at the coffee shop, and, you know, you're feeling something about someone, and you just know that they're stressed. You just know that they need love and attention. Just send it to them. You don't even ever have to really open your mouth and explain it. Just imagine that you're being used as a conduit for love energy to go to that person, send them love, send them energy. And, you know, that's how we're used. You know, we're used in life in various ways by higher power, higher loving divine energy. And, you know, we're not always aware we're doing it. We don't always, like I said earlier, kind of, you know, get lots of applause for it. Not in the physical world anyway, but certainly in the spiritual realm, spirit knows the love in your heart. It knows your highest intent. And keep your intent high, keep it good, and you'll be safe, you'll be protected, and keep sending love, you know. Intuitives have a special way of kind of sharing and giving in that way. All right, we're about end of the hour here. This is Sherry Diller, www.sherrydiller.com, sgd7777@yahoo.com. Next week I'm going to be having a New Yorker, someone who has been through the storm, bless his heart. He's going to be a young man talking about a new paradigm shift. And I'm excited to talk to him. I love talking to younger people and finding out what's moving them, what's moving their spirit. And it's been great. I've had a wonderful time with all of you. Please go to my website. Please sign up for my newsletter. And have a great week. Talk to you next week. Bye.
You've been listening to Intuit University, Compassionate Guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Tune in each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. Each week, Sherry will combine call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as she supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information about Sherry and to schedule your personal session, visit www.sherrydillard.com. That's www.sherrydillard.com. See you next week on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy-free.